So, first of all, do we have any indication yet that this budget will reflect the sequestration that is, in theory, going to happen in January of 2013?
Well, first of all, there's two issues here. Number one, the president's going to present his budget, as you said, on Monday. And number two, the House Republicans are going to counter with a budget of their own. One debate that's been going on among the House Republicans is whether to, as you said, include that sequestration number for defense cuts. The Republicans who are anathema to cut $500 billion, which would be that number, are trying to find ways to substitute that money in other portions of their budget. But the president, I believe, will include that figure in his budget on Monday.
And do we have any idea what's going to be, what that House budget is going to look like? For example, will it include the cuts that the president's budget will, as far as the initial $500 billion, the Budget Control Act? And is this going to be sort of a repeat of the Ryan budget, which they didn't do too well on?
Well, you know, Paul Ryan, the budget chairman, an ambitious 42-year-old lawmaker, last year used the budget to make a statement. He really wanted to go for a big deal that would include entitlement reform, including Medicare cuts, and he actually took a lot of heat for it. Even though House Republicans pretty much were in lockstep with his budget, that Democrats ended up turning into campaign fodder, just criticizing the Republicans for, as President Obama said last year, ending Medicare as we know it. This year, it's going to be, it could have a slightly different tone in that Paul Ryan has really reached out to Senate Democrat Ron Wyden from Oregon, and they've come up with sort of a compromise on how to tackle those Medicare cuts. So now that Paul Ryan has sort of teamed up with Ron Wyden, it looks as if the Republicans will have some sort of cover for moving forward with their entitlement reform. And Paul Ryan said that he really wants to make this a clarifying moment to establish a vision for the House Republicans and Republicans going forward to counter with that of President Obama's.
We're speaking with Molly Hooper. She's a writer for The Hill newspaper. Now, we have an election coming up, in case you haven't heard, and beyond that, there will be a lame duck session. So what do you think might be the balance of budgetary activity for real, that is, between this session and then the lame duck session?
For real?
Well, for what passes as real in Washington.
I think that if you talk to the folks on Capitol Hill, not much. You know, this budget resolution, it's not binding, and it really is sort of a legislative blueprint, a 10-year look ahead, you know, as to how each party would want to run the country in terms of how much money we spend on everything, which is what, of course, government does. And so that being said, it's unlikely that a lot is going to happen. Now, that being said, the Republicans and Democrats do need to find a way to make good on those cuts that you mentioned, the Budget Control Act last year, that do include the $500 billion in cuts to defense and $500 billion in cuts elsewhere in the government. So, but that happened last year. In terms of going forward, it's very unlikely that anything bold like that would happen again this year, especially because it's such a politically charged environment up on Capitol Hill. And with that dynamic, it's very difficult to get things done.
Again, to the point of this being an election year, you know, last year was not an election year, and we had CR after CR after CR after a shutdown threat. What's the consensus on the Hill? Is this year inevitably going to be another one of those years?
Well, see, the thing about last year is that the House actually did pass appropriations bills. So the government's funded through the end of the year, unlike 2011, when they started off pretty much having to pass a CR immediately because the previous Congress that was in a lame duck session did not, they weren't able to finish, to complete their appropriations bills.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much the government funding issue won't become such an issue until the very end of the year, and that will be after the election has been decided.
So for federal agencies, then, from their point of view, it looks like they can expect another continuing resolution, at least through the start of the fiscal, which is October 1st, and maybe Inauguration Day, whoever might that be.
Quite possibly. But as for this year, we won't see the, you know, CR after CR after CR after CR to the point of exhaustion. That could actually happen in 2013.
And let me ask you this. You mentioned Paul Ryan getting together with Ron Wyden, opposite ends of the political spectrum, both gentlemen. Could that be an auger of something we're going to see more of, maybe?
One would hope. But you know, at this point, I think that it's really dependent on what happens with the election. I've seen some Republicans reaching out to some Democrats, but in terms of actually moving those types of plans through Congress and getting them to the president's desk, I think it's going to be an extremely, extremely hard reach.
Molly Hooper is a writer for The Hill newspaper. Thank you very much for joining us with that assessment.
No problem. I enjoyed it. Thank you.